Didn't get much of a round of applause. Okay, don't get carried away. And it's certainly a cause of, you can hear it. I got water in my ear, so I got a hard on hearing. Right now. This is all right. This is on. Yeah, and it's certainly a cause of celebration. It's a cause of celebration that we can, we're even participating in such an event. Something that we never really heard about prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. And, the first five sacrifices I had was my own initiation. That was the first time I ever saw, it wasn't just me, it was quite a few devotees, others. I was in Montreal, and, I was amazed. I thought, what a wonderful thing. It's not the type of thing that we used to do in school, in university, or any other thing like that. We didn't sit together. First that time it was a little different. Now we're here in the hall. We're not going to have a fire yagya. But at that time it was, that was 1973. That was 40 years ago. 41 years ago. That's 41 years ago. And, was in the bowling alley. The temple was in the bowling alley. So it's a little different than this. It's converted bowling alley. The lanes were still there. The bowling lanes, if you know what a bowling alley is like. And they just had walls. But the walls didn't go up to the ceiling. They just went up about 6 feet high. So everybody knew what everyone was thinking, what to speak of saying. And the Brahmacharis were here, and the Brahmacharis were there, and the temple president was the only Grihastha, and he was there with his little baby. The little baby was screaming all night long. But that doesn't bother the Brahmacharis, because they sleep through anything. And it was, yes, it is, it's such a wonderful thing that we have the opportunity to be connected with this succession of truth. Krishna Hoite Chaturmukha, starting with Krishna and how Krishna passed on the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, Srimad Bhagavatam, to Lord Brahma, and Brahma down to Narada, Narada to Vyas, and Evam Parampara Pratam, and we get it, and it's, yes, it's a specific succession of truth. We're actually being initiated into the truth. We've been used to so much living in the world of falsity that even Krishna consciousness we don't necessarily see in the perspective. How can we even possibly see it in terms of an absolute perspective? We don't have an absolute perspective. Our perspective of everything is relative. So even we relativize Krishna consciousness and the wonderful gifts that we receive. And so when we relativize Krishna consciousness, we call it a religion, although it's not a religion. As Prabhupada would say, religion is some type of faith. This is not faith. Whether you have faith in it or not, it remains the absolute truth. It's not dependent on anyone believing in it. And Jiva Goswami, when he talks about this diksha, he says, Devyam Gyana Yatoda Yat Kuryat Apasisham Sayam. But he says, Divya Gyana means transcendental knowledge. again, and you told Haya, Kuria, Tapa, Pisam, Saya. That process of receiving transcendental knowledge, which then destroys the results of all path, of all sinful activities, and actually reveals to a person one's identity, that process is known as Diksha. So we were talking earlier this morning, it's a process. It's the ceremony is part of the process. It's the taking of vows. Prabhupada used this word, irrevocable vows. That we're taking vows, we're making promise to conduct ourselves in a manner suited to human beings. And then, when we conduct ourselves like human beings, then after that we can become Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, because the regulative principles, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, these are not Vaishnava principles, these are just human principles. These are human principles. I remember when we had initiation for Sukanti, then Vaishnava's mother, she had trouble with the principles, because she couldn't figure out why she had to make a promise to follow these things, because that was life. But the Vaishnava principle is chanting 16 rounds. That's what makes somebody a Vaishnava. But not the mouthing the words or the letters or the syllables that make up this mantra, but actually really saying the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And to say the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, therefore one needs to speak, say it without offense. At this time, Prabhupada liked that devotees were aware of the 10 offenses to the holy name. You know those 10 offenses. I'll take the word for it. And when we chant defenselessly, then we can actually really start polishing or making our connection with Krishna through the media of His very merciful holy name. And according to the quality of that name, then we become that type of Vaishnava. Someone who chants with offense is called a materialistic Vaishnava. And then sometimes Prabhupada would just drop the Vaishnava at the end. But still, some type of chanting is better than no type of chanting. And when one is actually free from offense, but doesn't necessarily chant with love, then one actually chants pass without offense. That's called a Vaishnava bas, shadow of a Vaishnava. But if you have a shadow, that means that you have a real person. In order to have a shadow, you have to have a real person. So you're not really far away. Generally, if you want to find the real person, you look for his feet. Look for the feet of the shadow, and then you'll find the feet of the person as well. And when we chant actually purely, chant with affection for Krishna, then one becomes actually a real Vaishnava. In fact, I was just a few days ago listening to a conversation. Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada was talking in 1975. And he was talking about the topic of Bhaktivinoda Thakur came up. Someone said Bhaktivinoda Thakur said his work had not been finished. And Prabhupada said, yes, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur finished his work, what would we do? We would have nothing to do. The Prabhupada said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava can do anything. He can save the whole world. But if Bhakti Amrita Thakur had done that, then there would be no Krishna consciousness, nothing for us to do. So he says he very kindly has left us some service so that we can get recognized by Krishna. So it's a very interesting statement. Prabhupada said a Vaishnava can do anything, he can save the whole world. So it's a very generous term when we call ourselves devotees, when we call ourselves Vaishnavas. But still, that's what we're aspiring for. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Diksha is also there to describe Dikshakala Krishna Atma Samarpan. Dikshakali, at the time of Diksha, Atma Samarpan, Krishna accepts somebody as his own. Dikali, and at that time one enters into Krishna's own family. This is Krishna's family. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got initiated, he went into ecstasy and he was heading off to Vrindavan to join Krishna's family in the way real Vaishnava. So once again, here the question is whether this Dikshakali, is this really referring to the initiation ceremony? Well, yes, if the initiation ceremony is marking that Atma Samarpan, when one has actually totally given oneself to Krishna, it's not a small thing. We have experience of that. We say it. We say the word. Say the words that I'm surrendering to Krishna, but we know that surrender is also a process. Totally giving ourselves to Krishna. At that time, when we totally give ourselves to Krishna, and for us, Sarvadharma, Paritya, we're willing to give up anything to please Krishna, then Krishna accepts us. But not until that time. Until that time, one can't enter into Krishna's family. So for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that took place at the time, or he manifests that at the time of the initiation ceremony. Otherwise, it's a occurrence, it's a ceremony, part of the process by which hearing divyam jnana yatodariya, hearing transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge comes in many forms, but it comes through hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it comes through hearing the holy name of the Lord, because yes, when we chant Hare Krishna, that is why so much emphasis is placed on hearing. Often devotees say, well, I've been hearing, now can I start thinking about Krishna's qualities and pastimes? But what's the Maha Mantra telling you if you're hearing? If you're hearing, then the Maha Mantra will tell you whether you can listen to Krishna's qualities and pastimes, right? It will tell you those qualities and pastimes. So to listen means you listen to what Krishna says, and Krishna speaks through the syllables of the Maha Mantra. This whole Vedic literature, it's all contained within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So initiation means that by carefully listening to the transcendental sound vibration of the holy name of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the wisdom of Vaishnavas, one's heart becomes purified. So Krishna says, Nahigyani Nasatrisham Pavitam Yayudati. He says, there's nothing so wonderful as transcendental knowledge, Pavitam. It's purifying, it cleanses the heart, it purifies the heart. And as the heart becomes pure, then all of the bad habits go. But rather than just the bad habits going, because our business is not to become just free from bad habits. But our business is actually to see who we are, and ultimately, chaitanam marjana. On the mirror of the heart, then one can actually see one's own spiritual identity. And when we see our own spiritual identity, then we know where we fit into Krishna's family. On this side, over here, flower, somewhere, anywhere is good. Certainly a lot better than we are right now. And so this
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to put in qualitative effort into chanting that mantra in such a way that we perfect that process. That this ceremony has integrity with it. It means that when someone says something, then they do that. Srila Prabhupada was very, amazed at his disciples, and I guess that's inherited for his other followers as well, by our two-facedness, by our inability taking it back. The Prabhupada would say, if a gentleman gives his word, then he always sticks by it. And there are other incidents. Prabhupada, some devotee would say, oh, I'm not following these vows. And Prabhupada would just say, prejudice, but you promise. What else do you need to do? And so, yes, it has integrity. Of course, our words and our vows have as much integrity as we have as people. That when we say we're going to do something, then come hell or high water, we do it. We stick to it. Because that's what it's really going to take in order to get here. We have to be willing to do anything. And have to be willing to take any type of sacrifice and have to be willing to remain faithful. Because part of this initiation ceremony is to somehow or another we want to try to convince Krishna that we're for real. Often we, sort of like little creatures in this cesspool of the material world, we talk about having faith in Krishna, and as if he's got to prove himself to us. But the real truth of the matter is that until we actually prove ourselves to Krishna, we don't have access to this. We're the ones who need to get his faith. We need to get his attention. Srila Prabhupada told us that the real secret for that is to actually preach if you want to be quickly recognized by Krishna. And we need to build Krishna's faith in us. I can depend on this person. This person is trustworthy. That's what a servant means. You don't have a servant who runs away with your money, who you don't know what he's going to do the next day, who doesn't take responsibility for the service that he's given, and so many things. So these people, they'll do anything. And Krishna, even the blades of grass, Krishna knows that he can rely on them. He can depend upon them. And therefore, when we have these vows at ceremony, they have as much value as we invest in them. There's that very nice pastime and quote, which I'm trying to remember, but I forgot, but I learned from Krishnadasa Swami. Anyway, it's part of the Ramayana that when Lord Ramachandra had already retired to the forest after Maharaj Dasharatha had passed away, then Bharat came to find Lord Ramachandra and to bring him back. All right, now the king has died, now you be the king. And Lord Ramachandra said, no, I'm supposed to be banished into the forest. You're the one who has to be there in my place. And Bharat says, well, what is all this? It's all these citizens, they're all suffering in your absence. He says, why are you being so stubborn? And he says, circumstances have changed, won't you see? So Ramachandra says, Raghu Pura Rite Ada, anyway, it's in Hindi. He says, in our dynasty, the Raghu Pura, in the dynasty of the Raghu, he says, it's never been known that someone, our policy has been that we rather cut off our heads than break our word, than break our vow. Of course, that's really culture. Our people, their word is such a valuable thing, like Kunti Devi. Arjun brought home, Pandava was really Arjun. Arjun brought home Draupadi and he won Draupadi. And they said, look, Mother, look what the surprise we brought home. And she was thanks as well. Whatever it is, just share it with your brothers. And just because she said it casually, Draupadi had to accept being married to the other four Pandavas. She was in love with Arjun, she wasn't in love with them. She learned how to love them. She was not. They were not. They weren't the one who won her, and they were not the one who won her heart. But neither Arjun protested, neither the other Pandavas, neither did Draupadi. Why? Because she said something. It's one thing when a person has to keep his own word, but protect the word of another. But she said something. And we can't put our mother in such a situation that her word is compromised, that she will have said something that then isn't the truth. Very interesting. Anyway, this is where we come from. This is our background. Well, it's not the background we originally came from, but it's the background that we're coming into. And this is the family that we're entering in, and these are the values that devotees are meant to actually be embracing and representing. So to the outside world, this is what Krishna consciousness means. We're not embracing the values of our current society where words don't mean anything and everyone knows that. There's no leader like, for instance, Lord Ramachandra is saying, no one in their right mind would ever think that any politician speaks the truth, no matter which side of the center he's on. And it's just, that's not what it's about. And neither would you expect it. In other words, we don't even expect our leaders to be honest. But then what about the rest of the people? So that's the culture that we live in. And Srila Prabhupada would quote that example of Alexander the Great when he caught the thief. He says, all right, I caught you, so now how should I punish you? So you can do whatever you like, you're powerful, but what's the difference between you and me? You steal countries, I just steal some people's money. You're just a big thief, but you're much more powerful, so you can punish me. So at least Alexander had some integrity. He let him go, he said, he's right. So if I'm free, you should be free also. Hare Krishna. So, perhaps you can now tell us what the vows are, regulated principles, and our vow of chanting. And don't just tell us that. Tell us that you're going to do that. Do you notice that this is what we do with initiation? What are the vows? People say the vows. Yes. And sometimes say, I promise. So what are the vows? No, this is it. Okay, this was not a quiz to just tell you what about you. And one very important thing, of course, which is part of Krishna consciousness, part of our standards, is that devotees need to be clear that they're taking initiation into the Krishna consciousness movement. And that even though they may be taking initiation from a spiritual master, but that spiritual master's empowerment is coming by dint of his connection with the society. And and therefore the allegiance is to that person in ISKCON. So this is sort of the form of our sampradaya, a particular branch of our sampradaya. Okay, don't let me disturb you. Go ahead.
Obviously, the one risk, isn't it, that we've been talking about is chastity. The vegetarian or meat eating, eggs, fish, alcohol, substances, intoxicating.
Krishna.